Track 10, Local History. One of the regular contributors to the late lamented Let's Talk magazine was Derek James. He is an expert on local history, and this month we have a contribution from him on two Thorpe St Andrews schoolboys who became RAF flight engineers. Here is Tony Stimpson to read Derek's account.
It is a story which illustrates community spirit is alive and well, and how we can learn so much from one another. 2 years ago, I told how members of Thorpe St Andrew History Club were appealing for information about the people named on the war memorial for a book they were publishing. As a result of the article, they received messages from Jill Harvey and one from a family member about a gentleman called Ray Park. It turned out these two were connected by one name, David Jesse Dow. Jill was David's niece, and Ray had been a great friend of his when they were at school together. They met up for the first time and were able to share memories and photographs. Both David and Ray joined the RAF in 1943, and while Ray survived, David died. They'd been at Thorpe Boys, who were pals at the National School on School Lane. They then went to Hillside Middle School and loved larking about in Thorpe and at Jenna's Boatyard. But times were changing. We were at war, fighting for our freedom. Sergeant David Dow joined the RAF and became part of 463 Squadron, Royal Australian Air Force, a heavy bombing squadron. The motto for 463 Squadron was, "Press on regardless." The young flight engineer was engaged on bombing raids across Germany, France and Norway, before being killed with other members of the crew when their Lancaster was attacked and crashed over France in June 1944. His school friend Ray also joined the RAF, saying, "My best friend at school, David Dow, was 4 months older than me. He joined the RAF as a flight engineer, so I wanted to be a flight engineer." He was involved in more than 40 missions in Lancasters across war-torn Europe, and there's one training flight he remembers well. Flying over his parents' house at 190 Yarmouth Road, so low he could see the washing on the line. Ray went on to become an instructor at RAF Silverstone, teaching the next generation about life in Lancasters and Bomber Command. After the war, he got a job with Norwich Union and settled down with his wife, Eva, and they had two children. Then, following our story, Ray became part of the Thorpe World War II project when Dale Wiseman and John Balls were researching the war memorial book in Thorpe. "Since then," said Dale, "Ray has been visiting ATC centres, libraries and social events to spread the word about his experiences in World War II and his life after that. Ray had the wonderful experience to lead the Remembrance Parade on River Green. This was a special day for him, his family and the town of Thorpe," added Dale. This was the first time he had had the chance to honour his school friend David Dow. But then, in March, a group of seven members of the history group had the pleasure to take Ray to Duxford and take part in their Lancaster experience. The team at Duxford made Ray feel very special, and when he was able to actually enter the Lancaster for the first time in 79 years, there were tears to behold. The day before this visit was the anniversary of the last trip he had made in a Lancaster during the war, he said. "Now that's community spirit at its very best." A handful of copies of Thorpe St Andrew, The War Memorial by John Balls and Dale Wiseman are for sale at City Books in Norwich.
Thank you, Tony.